Cape Talk. A world view from London.
John Annerly, good morning. The monarchy is falling apart. Prince Harry closed his own door in a car.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right.
What's going on?
Breaking royal protocol, yes. Trying to be the man of the people, I think. Yeah, outrageous. You're supposed to let somebody else close your own door.
Absolutely.
I think people like the idea of him being a bit more like us, do you think?
Exactly. You might as well have married me. It's just about as ridiculous. Anyway, what's happening over there in the world view?
Yeah, I think people are desperate, to be honest, to talk and think about something that isn't to do with, you know, disorder and Brexit and all that kind of thing. But that's what I'm going to do for a minute or so, because obviously it's all important stuff as well still going on here. We spoke, I think, yesterday about those judges in Edinburgh who found that the reason that Parliament had been suspended for 5 weeks was to stymie Parliament, close down debate on Brexit, and they disputed Boris Johnson's reasons for doing so. He said it was just a routine move, happens every year in the run-up to a Queen's speech, and it was long overdue. So that begs the question, did Boris Johnson lie to the Queen about the reasons to ask her for permission to shut down Parliament? Absolutely not, says Boris Johnson. But, you know, extraordinary times that a reporter is asking the Prime Minister whether they've lied to the Queen. And by the way, the jury's out almost literally on that, because the Supreme Court in London will give their judgment early next week. They're going to consider the case. Now, the other thing that has been discussed and making all the headlines is government documents showing what's the worst that could happen, although realistic risks, possible risks of what could go wrong if there is no deal, warnings of fresh food shortages, fuel and food price rises, medical supplies running low, lorries queuing for up to 2 days to get across the English Channel, and even civil unrest with protests and counter-protests. You may remember the former Labour Prime Minister Gordon Brown. He said, as if that wasn't bad enough, that the documents are actually concealing the full truth. He thinks there'll be a threat of a shortage of vital medicines, and with the sharp food and fuel price rises, it could wreak havoc with family budgets, especially those who are on a low income. What the government says is it's going to work to reduce the risks, and it would be irresponsible not to think about what the worst is that could happen and then go from there. But opposition MPs are saying, if you needed another reason to recall Parliament so we can discuss all this, there's your reason.
Good Lord. Okay. We'll see how it all plays out maybe after a week. They're sending us from pillar to post. Further afield in the US?
Yeah. They've had this meeting, a powerful US congressional committee, who voted to broaden its powers to investigate President Trump. Democrats are looking at the possibility of impeachment, you know, pushing the button, if you like, and taking it as far as they can. But they're frustrated, I think, at the refusal of a number of current and former White House officials to appear to give evidence. Of course, you know, Donald Trump's been facing, you know, a number of charges, obstructing justice, abuse of power, all that kind of thing.
No collusion.
The only way that we're going to get some of these people to appear before us is to make them impeachment hearings, and then they'd have the power to force witnesses to appear. Impeachment really is an extreme move, isn't it? And actually, it can backfire, because Bill Clinton famously was impeached,
correct,
but afterwards his popularity soared. So I think the Democrats are going to be a bit wary that they don't hand Mr. Trump a similar victory, especially, of course, with the presidential elections not that far off.
Indeed. A bit of a waste of time when they're so close to 2020. And, of course, as you say, don't create a victim out of him, because he will ride that wave. And in Australia?
Yeah, and actually, of course, the Democrats should...
in Iran?
Probably haven't got the numbers, the Democrats.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah, they've got to be careful about it. Yeah, now, this is interesting. Two Australian citizens, one who also holds a UK passport, were reportedly arrested in Iran 10 weeks ago, but news of their arrest and the arrest of another British-Australian woman in a separate case, these details have only just come to light. Now, the couple, Jolie King and Mark Firkin, left Australia 2 years ago. They went travelling around the world, and they were documenting their trips on social media. Now, details of why they were arrested are a bit sketchy, but it's reported they may have been flying a drone without a permit in Iran. And the intriguing thing is that we think they're being held in the same prison in Tehran where the British-Iranian woman, Nazanin Zaghari-Ratcliffe, is being held. There's one one report saying that Jolie King could be part of the plan for a possible prisoner swap between Iran and Australia. And then this other British-Australian woman who was arrested quite separately, she's reportedly been tried on unknown charges and jailed for 10 years. There is some speculation, you know, because of the British connection, that they've got British passports as well as Australian ones, that maybe it's got something to do with this row we've been talking about between Britain and Iran over seizure of oil tankers in the Gulf. So we await developments, but obviously worrying times for their families.
Concerning indeed. If there's one place I'm not going to test the law, especially with a drone, it's definitely Iran. John Adderley, thank you
sensible.
So much. Looking forward to chatting to you next week.
Yes, indeed, and have a good weekend until then.
Likewise.